See, and I'm here with Michael and Douglas. Of course, I'm Tyla, and we have a big report for you today. Now, let me walk you back because I know you, the listeners, would like to be reminded of the big story. The conclave, occasionally we get together. We used to do it more than we do now with this, all this mask tyranny going on and the restaurants closed because, you know, Michael has to have a great restaurant. So, but we were together in the winter of 2019. And what we were doing is thinking about all the potential vice presidential and other candidates that would be of a concern to us. That, and so we decided to look into their backgrounds, their past. We were actually doing our own opposition research, which any party does on the opposing candidate. And one of the ones that intrigued us most was Kamala Harris, because she seemed to fit the bill that she was Black and she was female. So we ordered her birth certificate, and we thought we'd better get her birth certificate now before she's all that and more, because we know what happened with Obama's birth certificate. Once the people found out that it was fraudulent, they had to go and recreate a birth certificate. And then the woman that signed it off, you know, she was murdered or killed. I don't know how, what happened with the plane crash, so many things. So we thought we'll just quietly go in there. So we have a certified copy of her birth certificate from the county. We have it in a safe, and they can doctor up all they want to, but we have the original. And what we found is shocking, and it should unnerve everyone that listens to this program. And that is that Kamala Harris, a U.S. senator, is not a U.S. citizen. Michael, is that true?
With all the records we've been able to find, I would say that is probably true. What we have not seen is her naturalization papers. We can't find them. Any normal database that carries naturalization papers does not have anything related to Kamala Harris. So we do know for a fact that she is the daughter of a Jamaican citizen and the daughter of a Indian citizen, her mother. And I guess the American Thinker published this morning or yesterday the Jamaican Constitution. So we had some folks that actually dug that up, and now Tyla has it. And in the Jamaican Constitution, sure enough, it says that if you are born to a Jamaican citizen abroad, you are a Jamaican citizen by default. And the Indian Constitution has a similar clause. So she's either Indian, she's either Jamaican, or she's a naturalized American. We have the papers for the first two. We don't have any naturalization evidence.
And here's the thing. If she's a U.S. citizen, a U.S. senator, who vetted her? Who vetted her eligibility? Why hasn't the Senate moved on this? We demand to see her naturalization papers on her website or on the Senate website.
We've already done this once with Obama. We don't need to do it again. And in this particular case, she has such a sordid past that, you know, she basically used her sexuality to move up in every position that she was in California. And this is very well known, even having affairs while she was married with married men. Her dad came from Jamaica, Jamaican, and he was not an American when he was a citizen. And after 3 years here, he had this baby, an anchor baby, and her mom was here just a year longer. And then after a short while, and by the way, the lies that you read about her, that, you know, she was, remember when she said that those buses during segregation picked her up, and then the truth came out that no, she didn't go to those schools. She said she wasn't picked up by a bus. She wasn't part of segregation. She was actually completely.
That was a fine story.
It was a beautiful story.
Wasn't true, but it really was a tearjerker.
But this is what she does. She's just a lying con artist. But hello, she's a senator from California. How could Democrat senator from California? How could you expect anything less? So then her parents, after having this anchor baby and staying for a few years, just a couple years while she was going to school, then she goes with her mother to Canada and lives there for a longer period of time.
Yeah, what passport was she using then? Was she being attached to her mother's passport because she was a youth? I mean, what was her citizenship then?
Exactly. And no matter what, she would have had to divorce herself from her two parents' previous citizenship before she could claim to have even begin the process of naturalization in America. Then when she went to Canada, she'd have to be a dual citizen. If she continued that naturalization process, there would be a long, long paper trail for anybody who had gone through the proper process. But like Ilhan Omar, you can commit fraud, immigration fraud. You can lie, you can cheat. You can get into the Senate or you can get into the House of Representatives and immigration will look the other direction. And this is disgusting to me that we are once again in a situation, because if Kamala Harris is the choice, we all know if Joe Biden got in office, he's not going to last. They did a survey. Even the Democrats don't expect Joe to last 4 years. So whoever is that female who is being predicated not by any type of stance or platform or beliefs. No, this is predicated upon, are you extreme left? So far left that you have this new candidate who is a complete communist and a Fidel Castro supporter and basically is like a Bernieite who bows to communism. This is going to be another one of Joe's candidates. These are nutcases. But Kamala Harris is as corrupt as any senator from California has ever been.
You know, we rail against dual citizens in Congress. This is not even a dual citizen. There is no proof that Kamala Harris is a citizen of the United States, and yet she has a very powerful position, one of 100 senators in this country. I demand that she be removed and deported immediately for immigration fraud. Now, who is going to get this done? What do I need to do to get this done?
That's a good question. Who does vet these your status, citizenship status, when you run for office? There, you have to file a disclosure document that gives a lot of very detailed information. Who does that? I don't even know.
She's not even permitted to vote for herself if she's not a U.S. citizen.
Well, it should have been the Department of Naturalization and Immigration, but of course it went to the Supreme Court with Obama, and you get to see the Supreme Court determining whether or not a birth certificate is valid or not, though we can see a great deal of evidence showing that Obama had 11 or 14 different aliases. You have to list every alias when you apply for one of these political positions. You have to list, because it's a job, you have to list either your I-9 form. I mean, you have to state whether you are a citizen. And just like another pathetic candidate who thinks that she's an American Indian Cherokee because her mother told her she had high cheekbones, and she put that down on all of her educational FAFSA forms and got financial aid based upon her being an American Indian. Everyone knows it. And nothing happened. She owes all that money back, and she's a fraud. And her organization, what was that, Business Financial Protection Bureau, whatever it was, complete Nazism. I can't even believe these candidates that are being considered. And Kamala Harris is a complete joke. Just listen to anything she says. She changes her mind every single time someone asks her a question. One minute she's black, the next minute she's not. The next minute she's this, the next minute she's that. She's whatever anybody needs to be. She should be called more of a chameleon than Kamala.
Yeah, the disturbing thing that about her presence is that she seems to be expert mostly at sound bites. And the other disturbing thing is that the American electorate lets her get by with that and doesn't ask the hard questions and gives her only softball questions in the media. So she's clearly a darling of some group. And the other interesting thing, and we won't get into this, but is her father, who was very influential in advising the Jamaican government, and he worked with Lord Mark Balak Brown, who was at that time deputy. He was number two at the UN. And Kamala's dad worked with him. So there is a very strong continuing British connection to the family, in addition to the slaving of Hamilton Brown. her great-great-grandfather.
Exactly. And Hamilton Brown, let's just, after all the research, this is the way I would distill it. Hamilton Brown was a disgusting British slaver. He put everybody into slavery. It didn't matter. He put the Irish into slavery. He put Creoles. He put the French. He put Germans. He put Boers. He put Africans. He put everybody into slavery. And nobody can really say how many wives he had. But one thing's for sure, one of his wives, which we have a picture of, and she literally is seen in front of the house that she lived in, which was Hamilton Brown's house. So we assume that is his first choice wife. I don't know. Anyway, this first choice wife, as I would call her, is obviously a mix between Irish, because Hamilton Brown was Caucasian, and he had a lot of Irish slaves. So she is obviously a mix of a variety of things. So she is a Jamaican. She is not African. She's as much Irish as she was probably African. So it is.
I don't care what her race is. You first have to be a U.S. citizen. And if you're in the Senate, you really have to be a U.S. citizen. So, folks, start hammering away. Start educating your downline to the fraud called Kamala Harris. Well,